Anyway, let's start. Go. Wait, what's happening?
I got out of bed for this. Please stand by for the show.
What the fuck did you fucking say about me, you little bitch?
I got a bed out of the what?
Hi, welcome to the show. You're listening live.
Oh my god, that's me. I didn't fucking realize.
Yeah, live.
I thought it was that retarded.
I got a bed out of the what?
You're listening live.
I thought it was that retarded lawyer guy from The Simpsons.
It is. Because you're a retarded. It's me. Oh, you're not a lawyer though.
Yeah, or from The Simpsons. So welcome back, everyone. We've been away for quite a while. My name is John Revolta, and I'm joined here by
Elton Presley.
Yeah.
And yeah. Now, we've
yeah, so
we've prepared heaps of things.
Material.
Yeah.
Cotton.
We've got polyester.
Yeah. Nylon.
More classic jokes like that coming up shortly. Now, to start off the show, we've got several. We're just gonna launch straight into
So
today's song I'll be performing on a bongo, and how this works, caller, is listen in on igotabedforthis@ymail.com. If you know the answer to the question, send us an email to that and
email address.
Yep, that was each. And so I'm gonna play some songs for John. He has to guess what they are.
Okay.
If he doesn't know what they are, then it opens up to the callers on
igotabedforthis@ymail.com.
I hope the callers heard that. Okay, so here's the first song.
It's called Rices. Do you get it? Because it's crackling. That's what
did you know that one?
I don't know any 3 second songs.
Well, that's the intro. It's just an intro. Okay.
One more time. No idea.
We're back. We just had a few
technical difficulties.
But don't worry, because we're now back.
You can't hear them.
We're now back on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, here's...
Don't scream into the mic.
Here's song number two.
The first one was Santana. I guessed it.
If you can email it.
I guessed it up here.
If you can guess what this song is, email in. And I got a bit for this at
what
ymail.com.
What the fuck was that?
It's a song. If you don't know that
is
song.
Is it on bongo drums?
And here's the third.
Was that meant to be a guitar?
Yeah. And here is the third song.
That was stupid.
Here's the third song.
Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I want a Mudbay CD. I'm so excited. Fuck you, caller.
Okay. Help yourself.
Yeah, okay.
They're just sitting in the kitchen.
Yeah, I just got one. Can't you see? Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. What's track two on that album?
Oh, I'm really dirty in my veins.
McDonald's. We are sponsored by McDonald's today.
What about Gillette?
Gillette, the best a man can get.
I didn't know what these buttons were going to be. Shout out to the Thai guy who fucked a cow.
Shout out to Aldi.
Aldi.
They make every day enjoyable.
Yeah, they make the gluten-free cars now. So
yeah.
If you've ever driven
a passion fruit.
Email in. If you get that joke, you are me. Now, moving on. We've got calendar review.
Calendar review.
Yeah, 2014 edition.
Okay, so we've got.
So what we're doing is we're reviewing the New Zealand Fire.
Are we both doing each out of 10 or something?
Yeah, whatever. So we're reviewing each female. Yep, each female on the calendar, female fireman, woman, and 2014 January is Anna. Yep.
Oh, they've got
next.
Anna.
Next one. Yeah, that's a good review. Next one. Next page. Oh yeah, Danielle.
Oh,
she's actually pretty
Danielle
good.
Danielle was pretty good.
Yeah. Yep. Next one. So these are good reviews. Yeah, she's alright.
Yeah,
what's the next
right.
one though?
Cat is okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna be you, isn't it? You put a photo of you in. Okay.
That would be good. Idea.
Jenna
she's
or
got,
Yana.
Yeah, she's pretty
good. Pretty got
yeah.
it going on.
Yeah. Next one.
May, and it's not happening for me. Oh, Tarzan, it. Apparently.
Yeah,
she's
yeah,
called.
Yeah. Lexi. No,
yeah,
she, yeah,
Lexi's
nah,
got
no,
hair.
Yeah.
Allison. Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh God!
Oh God! Yeah, as you go on, oh no, she's all right.
She's all right
for December or whatever it is
for a disabled girl. We've
got Katie. Yep.
She's got also got hair.
She is.
Kate is probably the best so far.
Apart from the abs, it's a bit of a distraction.
That is a bit of a distraction. Then yep. We've got Anna Louise who.
Yeah,
and then
and that was the calendar review. Oh,
the boys, nice. Okay, there we so go. We're back, and now we're what? Crossing to live. You said you prepared.
No, I didn't.
You said you prepared.
Yeah, that was. I was joking.
You were talking about the calendar. You
no,
prepared
I was
a
joking.
Calendar.
I was joking.
Fuck me.
We're obviously not prepared.
Okay,
for this.
Well, he's about to take water drinking now. So, what did you rate that to the water?
4 out of 6.
Yep.
We're sponsored by Subway Fresh. So we're sponsored by Subway as well.
That's
McDonald's.
What about Rainbow's Inn?
No, we're not sponsored by Rainbow's Inn. We can't actually mention them anymore.
Oh.
Because they threatened us with legal action because our podcast is kind of going viral.
Oh, yeah, no.
So,
so we'll just stick with Audi.
Yeah, we'll just stick with Audi Life hashtag.
So, I've got some moth news.
Oh, yeah, go.
Yeah, we'll go to moth news. So, I was reading this the other day. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So, in, you know, Quebec?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heard of it.
So, in Quebec, there's actually a moth.
That was a great story. I really...
Moving on. So now we're on...
yeah, what happened with the Quebecian moth?
Celebrity...
What happened
review?
To the moth?
What?
What happened to the moth?
As soon as I talk, you're just going to do the fucking
no.
thing.
No. I wasn't even going to, but now you've mentioned...
I was going to talk.
So, Should we just cut cross live to Alice?
Okay.
Alice is a... For our... For our long-time callers,
you'll know
who Alice is. She's a fan of the show, and she's a fan of the theme tone. If you know what the theme tone is, it sounds like this.
I got out of this.
So if you want to if you want to hey Alice, we're just gonna call live Alice now. Oh, that is my ring to Alice.
Okay, Alice, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah. You sound different from last time. How have you been? You've been listening to our show?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's your husband?
Oh, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm American.
Do you still like our theme tune?
The theme tune.
Yeah.
I love the theme tune.
You love it.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't you play flute? Do you have any songs for us today?
Oh, yeah, I'll just go get my flute.
Okay. Okay, play us something that sounds not. Did you just come a little bit there? Holy shit, that was actually a McDonald's plug-in, which is... Yeah, wow.
I lost my favorite song, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you're from England.
No,
you're
I'm
English
American.
Oh, you're American.
I'm American.
In it.
Yeah. Should I go get my husband now?
You can.
Hello. This is Alice's husband.
What's your name,
Mr. Keith?
Keith.
Keith.
Keith. How's it going, Keith from America?
Why are you calling my Alice? Are you trying to steal her from me? I'll take you to the Jerry Springer show and fuck you up, mate. Isn't it?
You what, mate?
I'm from New Zealand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, here's Alice. Hello, I'm Alice.
Your husband was giving a shit, Alice.
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're gonna go now. Bye.
And that was Alice. Thank you so much for popping into the studio, Alice.
I'll pop into her studio.
We'll give you a free Mudvayne CD. Oh,
yeah, her flute playing's really good.
Oh, it's gotten better since last episode, but I think she needs to work on her accent.
Yeah, and her husband.
A bit of a dick, Keith.
Huh. So, yeah, so moving on, we've got so many things. What's up next?
I got admitted for this at ymail.com. So we've received a few emails today.
We have. Read out the first one there.
Okay, so here's an email that we received. I got out of bed for this at ymail.com. Gmail. Oh. Well, I can't. That fly's not going to fly because obviously Gmail didn't email my ymail account.
Did ymail email you?
Yeah, they email me. So,
yeah, so those emails.
Oh, okay. Here's an email we've received from YouTube. Lord Team from Lord Vivo. Have you seen these videos? Here's an automated list of some of the most popular videos on YouTube this week. Team by Lord. A tribute to Paul Walker. Weird and crazy dogs. Funny dog compilation. Let's check that one out. If you just...
Well, wow. Thanks so much for that.
Thanks, YouTube, for that email. That was a really good email. Oh, that video was deleted, so we can't look at the funny dog compilation.
Okay.
Is this the worst one yet?
Yeah. by far, this is quite obviously the worst one.
Yeah.
Thanks for those emails, YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're moving on.
We've got
on.
Another email coming in. Why don't you read it, John?
Okay. This one's from...
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then... And we said...
Yep, what did he have?
And then... you wouldn't believe it.
No, I do believe it.
And then it's in the junk.
Any audio attachments?
No.
And that was the mail segment. Now, next up, we're going to move straight on to Guess That Song. Now, we may have already done that, but that wasn't real. Cause,
yes, it's the sequel.
John, could you please play me some songs? I'm going to guess them, and if I don't guess them, email them, and I'm going to be able to say one about comment, and we'll try and guess what they are. What was that? I'm a Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus.
No, good pick.
Next
there.
One. Oh, I know that one. Is that Alanis Morissette with Jagged Little Pill?
No, I got excited there. No, you didn't get it.
Next song, final song. Linkin Park, Paper Cut. Yep, I am right. So, if you know guess those songs, just email in and I get out of bed for this at ymail.com. If you don't know the answers to them, email anyway because we're desperate for your calls. If you haven't called us before, then leave a message on our Skype answer phone.
Why not Gmail? Because we're not black.
In other news, did you hear that,
guy died?
Yeah, it's tragic.
So now we're moving on to our next segment, which is celebrity
review.
Review.
Do you know who we're doing today?
Who are we doing today? Nicki Minaj.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Who the fuck is... Yeah. Fast and Furious.
And Lost.
And that other Quentin Tarantino. Machete, not...
It's Machete. And she was also... so I don't know if you saw the headlines, but Michelle Rodriguez has come out as bisexual, and she's like 36 or something, and she's pretty fucking banging, but she's got like a 20-year-old girlfriend, and they were like drunk as at some sports game, and they were like dicking around, as you can see in these photos.
That's classic.
So callers, if you just want to pop our live streaming channel on, and here they are just being absolute fucking losers at the show, being pissed as shit, and like... like they're not even trying, hey.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Do you want to describe what these photos are like?
Yeah,
it's quite funny. Yeah.
And then that one.
Yeah, and then there's also this one.
That's the best one.
Scream into the microphone a little bit more.
They look like they're having fun and like I want to be part of the
band
group.
Yeah, and like they hit the headlines and everyone was like, oh, look, they're dicks, but everyone just wants to be them. And so here are some photos of Michelle Rodriguez. I mean, honestly, to me, I'll give her a 10 out of 10, yeah, I mean, no complaints there. I think it's all pretty good stuff, you know?
Pretty good stuff, too.
Yeah. No, so, cool, what did you think of that? Call us, give us an email.
Yeah, give us an email if you are listening to the show,
which we're She'll be coming into the studio later. So,
oh, yeah, she will. Oh, actually, she's here right now.
Oh, hi, Michelle. How are you?
Oh, hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm Spanish. I'm from Spain.
Okay. Spain, that's quite close to Scotland, isn't it?
Yeah. I am from Spain.
Or is that Italy?
So you're obviously from Italy.
Yeah.
So how do you like that that guy died in Cars?
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, and like, you know, do you like swords?
Yeah, I like the swords.
Yeah, you sound like Luigi, to be honest with you. But I guess that's just
I'm not Luigi, I'm Michelle Rodriguez.
Sure.
Yeah.
Pizza maker.
Yeah, I'm Spanish.
Yeah, Spanish.
Yeah.
Well, that was interesting.
I am Michelle Rodriguez. Now answer me another question.
Okay, you turn Jamaicans in there. Okay.
Hello, welcome to this show. Hello, I am Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, and she's gone. Okay, so moving on.
Thank you so much for coming in, Michelle Rodriguez. I never realized what a thick Spanish accent you have.
Yeah. So, oh, wow. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, so, yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, so, anyway, we could just move straight on from that segment. That was a good segment.
Yeah, to our next segment.
Don't forget what the next segment
is. YML.com.
Do you know what the next segment is?
McDonald's, sponsored by
McDonald's.
You little bitch.
Yeah.
It sounds like that, eh?
It's almost like all my songs are the same.
Yeah, are the same.
That's a sting for the next year. Welcome to episode 8, 2014 edition. We've really missed you callers. It's great to hang out with you again. Later on we're going to be taking this podcast live to
I thought you were going to say seriously.
Yeah. And then you realise no. Should we cross live to 4chan now?
Yeah.
Maybe we should do that at the end just in case it completely fucks it up. Yeah, so later on.
Okay.
Going to 4chan.
So, so now we're crossing to our next segments. Which is jokes.
Yeah, jokes.
So you were telling me a couple and they had me laughing pretty hard on the way here. So just retell them to the audience.
Okay, so what do you get?
Oh, funny.
Yeah, and why don't you tell me that one you told me? Okay. Really? What about that joke you told us? Let's just retell that one you told us last week about the guy with the receipt.
Okay, no. What do you get when you cross an Aldi with passion fruit and ice cream that you didn't expect?
If you want to... No? Hello. If you want to follow us on Twitter, just what?
Twitter?
No. But if you want us to be on Twitter, just use the hashtag AldiLife.
So later, we'll be crossing live to
Foursquare, where Abdul is selling cigarettes to 5-year-olds.
Yeah, and
which is illegal.
He smells.
And he smells. And now onto our next segment, which. Alrighty, we're just gonna cut over to a song in this completely non-edited after and recorded and after segment. So we're gonna cross over now to Amor Fati by Washed Out.
Oh,
So what did you think of that song, Calvin?
Oh, I'm fucking stupid, eh? I'm too stupid to have an opinion.
Alright, we're just going to cross live now to interview with the cat. Let's see what the cat has to say.
Hello, kitty.
And now back to the show.
We should make a High School Musical album.
Okay.
But call it High School Musical
4. That's not taken yet.
No, just do 2. Because we're the second.
There's already a High School Musical 2.
Yeah.
Oh, good point. Never thought of it like that, actually. Yes. So we have had a lot of callers trying to request that we take the show a little bit more seriously, so this is now a serious segment called Movie Review. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but over the Christmas holidays, I saw this little film called The Wall of Wall Street, which of course...
I really fucking want to see that.
Yeah, so I'm just going to give it a quick review now. It's quite good. It shows us sort of the bad side of the Wall Street and some of the good side as well.
And titties.
Yeah, and the police are after him. And you never know how it's going to end. Or it's a true story, so you probably don't know how it ends. If you already know it. But some say it glorifies, some say it doesn't. So I actually really, you know, 4 out of 6. So would recommend it.
I'm going to watch it.
And now it's time for Moth News. So it's a bit loud.
Yeah. Hello.
Give me a second, mate.
Welcome to Moth News. It's fucking intense.
Now, go, it's Moth News.
Hello. Where am I? No, but seriously, welcome to Moth News. It's been recently discovered, Reed, that in Quebec, there's a species of moth.
Oh, fucking hell, here we go, yeah, go on.
Then the female can turn into a male. She can change gender at will. So what they've been known to do is they'll lure male moths into their little lair, and then at the last minute they change sex and they rape them. That's fucking crazy. Also, they can bend their penis to fuck themselves, and they end up being pregnant from themselves. But usually what they do is they rape men, and that's just cool. Moth news.
Cool. If you've ever been lured in under false pretenses and had sex with someone of the incorrect gender, email in. But it seems to be an issue mainly occurring in Auckland and in moths. So, Oh, another animal news. There's finally the first instance of a fish catching a bird to eat it. Has been caught on tape. It's been sort of like postulated for a while, but they actually saw it. So a fish came out of the water, grabbed a bird and ate it.
So, wow.
Oh, are you telling more moth news? Is that what you... No? Okay, so you're gone now. All right, so that was really good. Thank you for that piece of moth news. I've got a piece of moth news to share with you as well.
Did you kill one? I killed one the other day.
Oh, I deleted. I had heaps of news saved, but I deleted it because I thought the podcast was dead. So,
Do you know who else is dead? Mandela.
Manella Jackson. Manella. Manila Folder.
Manelli. Yeah. Mandela. Mandela Vanelli.
Hey, look at these.
More things. Mike. So, basically, we're doing news at the moment.
What?
So, basically, what's been happening in the news, quite interesting, in Texas, they found a rhino in a public toilet, and they had to call out Peter to come come get
he's
it.
He's well known in the
And, I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Also, in recent news, Steve Irwin died from a moth.
Yeah, because...
they led him into the water and...
You stop saying. I thought this. Remember the three words we can't say.
You just said all three. So just to be clear, check some reverb on. And we can't say those ones. At
can you stop making this is all unusable? We can't. Should we just censor it all out? So just like beep beep.
Yeah.
Beep.
It's worth the editing.
Okay. Another news. Christina Aguilera recently. Release a new song.
What's it called? If Enough.
Her song's called Say Something, a great big whoop. Now,
I don't know if you know. Oh, yeah.
So,
this song.
So, I,
yeah.
So the song title that I just mentioned, I highly recommend you pop that into YouTube and see if you agree with our review we just gave. I think it's a really good song.
Yeah, that's
really
good.
What was I
gonna research?
I was gonna see if I have any favorites. Mm. How do you get to your favorites on this thing?
Yeah.
Nope.
Type in favorites into Google.
Sorry, I'm on using a PC. I don't know how to use a PC because I'm like a Mac iTunes kind of Audi kind of guy.
You got an Audi and an iPhone, don't you?
Mm, yeah. No big deal.
Gluten free Audi.
And I only eat passion fruit flavored ice cream, so don't tell anyone that.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're moving on to Scandalous Celebrity News. It's a nice, quick, short, punchy title. So
Scandalous Celebrity News.
Yeah. So this is legitimately real news. Evander Holyfield, this is breaking news 34 minutes ago, guys. You only get it here at I Got Out of Bed for This at ymail.com. Evander Holyfield, I punched a pregnant horse in the face. He says he wasn't joking. He made a shocking confession during UK Celebrity Big Brother, and an hour later he was booted from the house. His roommates were horrified as he told them. The pregnant horse bucked him off and embarrassed him, so he clocked it in the face. Hilary Duff and ex-NHL star... Oh, Hilary Duff, she's the one... Oh, no, she's the famous one, isn't she?
Yeah.
Hayley Duff is the one that no one knows. This guy's got a funny jaw. Check out this guy's face. This is Mike Connie.
He's got a very funny jaw.
Yeah. So if you want to see funny jaws,
pop
that.
Is that her dad?
Yeah, and they've just announced that they've divorced, and the couple says they've mutually decided
not to
stay together because of their
mother.
Very, very
mother.
Beyonce second banana at mom's birthday bash. This is an exclusive.
She had a banana.
Yeah, so Beyonce and her sister Solange are shutting down a fancy restaurant in New Orleans to throw their mom an epic 60th birthday party. It's going to cost $100,000. Don't know what the banana's got to do with it. Trust me, it makes sense.
It doesn't say Bonanza, does it?
Oh, it does say Bonanza. Cameron Diaz reveals shocking revelation. Trust me, it's really shocking. And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, he can't use that.
he's staying with his wife, even though he hates her, because he'll lose $2 million if he divorces her. So that's highly speculative. Yeah, so that was celebrity scandals.
That's your latest scandals.
Yeah, so
right here first.
If you were shocked by those, please email.
All of those came out 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, those are all breaking news.
Yeah.
And that was the jazz segment. I hope you liked that freestyling off the top of our dome.
You're welcome.
On I Got It .com. And
So
can we have Michelle Rodriguez? Oh, hi Michelle. You're back into the show.
Yeah. You're here.
Hi, how are you, Michelle?
How are you?
Are you gonna answer
good?
Could you please
how are you doing, Michelle?
Your accent doesn't sound very Spanish, Michelle.
Wait, Alison, if you could just shut up and let me she's looking at me, so how are you, Michelle? Oh, she's playing the bass.
Hello. I am Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, you're back.
Yeah.
Just with a really strong Spanish accent. I've actually researched some Spanish. I'm just gonna say some to you.
Yeah.
Luigi, Mario, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Luigi is my brother.
Oh, okay.
In Spain.
So, I hear you're working on a new movie.
Yeah, it's called Fast and the Furious 7.
Oh, really? And so, what's the premise of this?
Well, we have lots of cars, and we drive them on the road, and get to do it fast.
So original.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Alton's coming back from
Hi,
the
I'm
shit,
Alton.
So if, yeah.
Yes, back on the show, just walking back. Toilet. Oh yeah, this is my next segment called
sampling.
No, and this is the next segment called That Moment, hashtag, That Moment, just before the breakdown of a post-hardcore song where you can just hear those weird sound effects that the guitar makes when they're not playing anything. Here it goes. Hear that? Just accidentally knocks it. It's good stuff, eh? You can tell it's going to fucking break down there. I didn't break down there a little bit. Right, here's the real breakdown. And that's how it goes, so thank you. Yeah,
I love it.
And now we've got several segments coming up. If you want to know what they are, listen to next week's show and we'll tell you what they were. We've also got a really good segment. Already know which segment we're about to talking to, so John, why don't you just confirm? Everyone knows what we're talking about now, but John, why don't you just tell them what it is?
Guess that song?
We did that twice already. I'm sorry, moving on.
Okay, welcome back.
We're now ending the show.
Yeah.
That was the end.
So, thank you for joining us. Oh, fuck, that was a good way to go home.
I got out of bed for this. That's it. Show's over.